So tell us the thing about going wrong with your car or in the past. We've all had crappy things happen to our car, and we're kind of embarrassed by it. Josh, tell us about your janky car.
So my first car was a 73 Nova Supersport. I don't know if you all are familiar with it. Mm-hmm. It looked cool. It was a lot cooler looking than what it was at the time. But my dad got it for like $1,500.
Yeah.
And so only 7 of the 8 cylinders were actually hitting in the engine. So it would tick like a freaking, I don't even know how to describe it, like a ticking time bomb when you were driving it. It sounded like it was a diesel.
Yeah.
And it would start smoke, like billowing white smoke whenever you'd like sit at a stoplight.
Or
like,
that's embarrassing.
I would have to tell my friend, like all of the people who didn't know about cars, I would tell them it was a diesel, so that way I wasn't too embarrassed. To be on diesel, like, smoke.
This is smoking
good. And then all the women with the pink and blue hair got mad at you because of the environment.
Yeah. They're like, how dare.
Right. Yeah, and it just stinks in your car.
You had obviously roll down, manual roll down windows, but you couldn't roll them down because they were unbalanced. So you'd have to like roll it down a little bit, like get it with your fingertips and then roll it down and hold it level while you're rolling it down.
Oh my gosh.
And then,
the worst.
You'd have to check the oil about every 2 days because it would like dry out.
Oh my gosh. Hence the smoke, yeah. Probably. Dang,
yeah.
Josh.
And then, yep.
No, keep going. No, tell us more.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said thanks. The other thing with that is like, I don't know if you've ever driven an old car, it had like a huge clutch on it. So it was a 3-speed on the floor and the clutch, like you would push like 3.5 feet. So it was like, when you go to like release the manual transmission, like you would have to time it just right. But it sounded like an airplane taking off because I wasn't very good at driving it at the time. So it'd be like, it was ridiculous.
Did you ever go on a date in that car?
Only once. I actually borrowed my parents' car when I go on a date on that one.
Because it's smoke.
Yeah, and then you didn't need a key. It's funny because I only had keys. I discovered this pretty early on. You didn't need a key for the ignition because you could just turn it with your finger and it would just start. You needed a key to get in the car.
Stop.
Yeah, so you needed a key to get into the door, but you didn't need a key to get in the engine or to start the engine. So then I sold that and I got this really nice. Jason would appreciate this.
I don't know.
Some sucker.
Well, so it was a classic, so it like looked better than what it was. So someone who actually had like some talent and being able to like fix things probably bought it and did something cool with it. Well, then I sold it and got the 95 Camaro Z28. It was like 200,000 miles on it, so I should have known better, right? So I get into that thing, and the first day I like go to show my best friend. I'm like, hey, let's go. You know, this thing goes fast. So we get in it, and immediately as I take off, you hear a boom. I was like, what is that? And then I accelerate again. You hear a boom. The whole dang transmission mount, to Matt's point, was cracked. So every time that I would accelerate, the engine, the
Oh, we lost you for a second.
Oh, no.
He probably meant the transition moved and slammed into the engine.
Yeah, I feel Josh, that. I know exactly what that sounds like.
Josh, we lost you.
You there, Josh? No.
You there now? I think we lost him. Dang, right in the middle of his good story.
Dang it.
All right, that was great. Cassandra, tell us about your janky car.
So I have, it's like 15-year-old Mazda, but if you try to accelerate, it starts knocking and like skipping. So, and it's only if it's in third, fourth, or fifth gear.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So you feel like you're skipping like as you're driving?
Yeah, like you have to let off the gas. You cannot hold the gas down to drive this car. So I make my husband drive it to work.
Yeah, it's a good wife.
You do it.
He only has to go a mile down the road. He can drive it.
There you go. That's good.
That's fine.
That's a good ad for that car. If you want to go 1 mile, it's all right.
You can coast.
Yeah, that's. I've had cars where they start to skip like that, and it's such a weird, because if you like pull out, not really in front of somebody, but you're trying to, or merge lanes, you slant, your car's like not going.
It doesn't go. It's like our Sentra that we drive.
Oh,
you know,
it's a POS.
You pull out in front of someone, and you better hope that they're going very slow because you're not going to get any acceleration at all.
In the front, or the front of the car is like made out of marshmallows because it's like they're about to slam.
And also, for some reason, in the Sentra, I feel like the front of it, when you are accelerating, it like lifts up. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's why the shocks or something.
It's like,
you press the gas really hard.
It's like you're
to
in a
go.
Boat
it's
or something.
It's like popping a wheelie.
It's like coming out of the water.
Maybe it's not, but that's how it feels.
And then when I had a rental car, and I'm sorry if you sell Nissan Sentras, but it was a brand new one, so the inside was much nicer and updated. You hit the gas, and it was like
the same thing.
Was it 1 horsepower? Is there 1 horse in there? It's the slowest piece of junk. I mean, as far as that, I mean, like you have to, you can't even see a car if you're turning out in the traffic. You can't. There can't be a car on the horizon.
Right.
You have to like wait till there's no one there. Oh, do we lose him again?
Oh,
dang it. Josh is calling back to finish the story. All right, let's go to Terry real quick. Time for a couple more calls. Terry, tell us about your piece of junk car.
Ooh, this is going to be fun. Okay, so 30 years ago, I went for an interview for a new job, and I was driving a 1979 Mercury Grand Marquis. So if you got in the car, and if I hit the gas pedal by accident getting into the car, I flooded the engine. So I had, I had to lift the hood, take off the exhaust, or take off the cap on the manifold, open up the chambers on the carburetor, let it breathe, and try to crank it again. Good job. Then I got it closed. That's not it. So also that car had no heat.
Mm-hmm.
And the exhaust from the engine was coming up through the vents, like when you do your defrost in the morning for your windshield.
Yeah.
So I had to stuff a towel across the intake vent to keep the exhaust out of the car. And if I drove down the road, it's fine. And if I stopped at the stoplight, it was fine. But I had to put the car in neutral and put one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas to keep the revs up. Until I could go again, and in order to keep the car from stopping, because if it stopped, then I'm going to have a problem getting it charged up again if I hit the gas. So,
wonderful
car. So that was my job I work at now. 32 years ago, in the parking lot after my interview, I hit the gas pedal, and I'm sitting in there with my hood up trying to get the car started.
Oh, embarrassing!
They're like, she needs a job really bad. She's not going to be able to get here in the mornings. what do you drive now? 32 years later, at the same job.
After I had that car and my job, I got a new car. My grandparents at the time decided for me to get a new car, so that's great. But now I drive a 2016 Jeep Compass. I've had it for 10 years.
Oh, good.
And it's fine. But generally, my issues with cars is either the air conditioning, the transmission, or the tires. Those are my three big things with any car I've ever owned.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. All right, great story. So thank you so much. That was good.
I love the towel. Had to shove the towel in there.
That's kind of dangerous, I think.
Exhaust coming in. Yeah. And just the smell. You stink all the time.
Ugh.
And then, Tracy, go ahead. Tell us about your piece of crap car.
Well, it was really my parents, and it reminded me when you were talking about the Mercedes. So my dad bought this old diesel Mercedes probably 20 years ago, and he learned about some conversion that he could do to run it off of oil. And I'm talking about vegetable oil.
What?
No. So, was he Doc from Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. but they owned a restaurant. So what they would do at the end of the night, he would clean out the vegetable oil.
Lord.
He would literally bring it home, put it in the car, and drive it around, and it smelled like French fries.
Hey, not so bad. Not so bad.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, if you think about it, vegetable oil ran the car. I mean, you're going to have to get rid of it anyways, and it's probably better for the atmosphere.
I can't believe that worked.
I can't either.
That's incredible, actually. So your car smelled like French fries.
Oh, yeah, the whole neighborhood smelled like French fries.
That's so bad.
I knew when my dad was coming home.
I love fries.
Yeah, so how long did that car last?
At least 10 years.
Wow.
Good for him. Very cool.
Very cool. Great story. Thank you so much.
And what a great guy to figure the brains.
Yeah.
I would never know how to do that.
I was like, he did it, and then it broke down a month later. 10 years?
It's a pretty good deal.
The French fry car could be worse smells.
Wow.
His neighborhood should thank him.
Yeah.
And say, thank you for the beautiful smells in the morning.
They should have a statue of him and a bunch of French fries.
And French fries.
I love it.